What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
This is The Last Professional Broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of The Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbucklethrowbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Ooh, yeah!
Every time I play that, Choppy picks his finger up. Ooh, yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome one and all.
The prima donna.
Well, look at this prima donna. Yeah. All right. Welcome to another episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. I am, as always, your gracious host, the impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I'm joined by
Choppy. What's going on?
What's going on, Big Papa?
Oh, I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Now I can call you Big Papa.
Oh, man. It's been... exhausted.
Welcome to fatherhood, man.
I know, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is like your only escape. I didn't think you were coming tonight, to be honest with you.
No, you know who told me to come? Bri, I was like, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta go. You did too much this week. You gotta
Choppy's been sleeping at the hospital. There was a little bit of complications because wifey's a diabetic, so they kept the baby in her a couple extra days. And
yeah.
But we all went and saw the, what do you call it? We went to go see you guys.
Oh, they at the hospital, right? You talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was... I'd say right now, Tony Ann and you, and a lot of the people that showed up to support me and Brielle, it was great.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. I mean, I went there the day of, because I was going to go in earlier in the day, but something happened. Something came up at the house.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a good time.
Dude, I got a son, man. It's crazy. I still can't believe I got a kid.
I know, dude. He's beautiful. I just saw him tonight.
Thanks, man.
It's, I think what's cool is that you guys have been so good at prepping for it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You guys, you know, you took all the advice from all the people who had kids, and I know Bree was reading shit online. We would, you know, I was telling about my pre-hospital experience about, you know, when kids are being delivered and shit like that.
Correct.
So I figured, like, you know, I think you guys were more prepared. I thought, which was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
But you're never really prepared for shit like that when it comes, you know? Because it's, you know, because it's...
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Right? Like, wifey told me, like, last night she went to go see the baby with Michael. And wifey said that, you know, she's like, the kid pissed and shit all over me. I was like, well, yeah, it's what they do, you know? But,
Oh, I think she's seen today. The kid literally shit and pissed all over Brielle.
Yeah, it's...
She had him, and she had him, like, held up against her chest. All you see is just shit trickling down her shirt.
By the way, before I forget, we're live on the Rant, Rant EM Radio. Of course, we're part of the Shining Wizards Network. Say hello to everybody in the chat room.
Hello, chat room. Hey, Shaylin, what's going on? How are you?
Shaylin, who's in there? Who else is in there?
I can't... Nah, that's... I guess it's anonymous right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, I see a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody, for checking in.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, we got a lot to talk about tonight, but I just want to talk about the baby for a few minutes.
Yeah, man.
You're learning shit every day, right?
It's
crazy.
Okay, the first night we brought the baby over, it was literally like... I got literally 2 hours of sleep that night. And then after that, it was just like, okay, the kid obviously does not like breast milk. He likes the breast milk, but it's not enough. So we have to mix breast milk with formula.
And that works?
Oh, dude, he goes into a coma. After his eyes roll back to the back of his head like he's the Undertaker.
Yeah.
And then he just passes out. He's great. I love this fucking kid.
Yeah, once he starts getting... I mean, it takes a couple of months for him to get into a routine. You know, like sleeping and eating and shit. Now it's every fucking 3 hours, 2 hours. You got to get up with the kid late, you know, middle of the night.
Yep.
So thank God, you know, you guys are tag teaming it, you know?
And you know what it is? I think my wife appreciates the fact that, like, I'm not passing all the responsibilities on to her.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know,
team effort.
It's definitely a team effort. So she's like, she doesn't have to ask me to go. I'll just be like, you know what? I'm going. You stay. You sleep.
Yeah.
And then and that's it. As long as I have what I need to take care of the kid, like, as long as I don't need titties, I'm good. As long as I don't need
Jesus!
Exactly. As long as I don't need a pair of titties, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And because she pumps milk every single day, so that's important.
The best was, and I could say this, we're at the hospital, and this is when they first brought the pump into her. And they put the curtain up, and I'm behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And she's like, how come there's nothing coming out? I was like, they got to stimulate your tits first, honey.
Yeah, they got to stimulate the boobs.
It's like a hot date, you know? You gotta work you up first.
She thought that she was going to get milk right away. I was like, no.
And then the fucking 4-foot Filipino nurse came in. No, no, it don't work like that.
No. After the second day, man, she in like 15 minutes, she produced like 5 vials of like milk. And she was like, oh my God, it's too much. I can't. I was like, that's how it is.
That's how it is, man, which is what your body does. Your body adjusts.
Exactly.
You know? So it's a life-changing experience. And I've been telling her this because she's got large fucking cannons. I'm like...
Exactly.
I was like, this is going to happen to you, man. She's like, no. I'm like, no, I'm serious. You're going to produce a lot of fucking milk. Even if you didn't have big knockers, it's what your body does. Your body is made for this.
Exactly.
You're made to reproduce, man. You know what it is? That's how it goes.
The funny story was that she was... she doesn't want to breastfeed the kid. And the reason being is because her knockers are so big. They got to one point that the kid was not latching on because her boobs were smothering the kid. And she was like, I'm afraid of killing the kid. I'm smothering him. I said, well, that's what it is. All you got to do is just pump, and that's all we need.
I got worried because I saw the size of his head. And I felt bad for Bree's body.
she was not pushing that shit out. I'm sorry.
No, because you got a big fucking head. And I'm like, I was like, I felt bad for the kid.
Oh, which one? Which head are you talking about there, Phil?
Yeah, you're talking about your big head.
Oh, man.
But it's a life-changing experience. And
it's a blessing.
Yeah, it is. Well, definitely it's a blessing. Kid, the kid's healthy, and now you
that's
get
all
the,
that matters.
Now you get to have all the fun, you know. The first couple of months, I'm sure, is going to be crazy.
And thank God we got fun. We actually, Brielle actually prepared for the inevitable in terms of getting a nanny. So we already got the nanny in place.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about that. What brought on the whole nanny thing? Like, she's afraid to do it by herself?
No, not that. Well, what happened was she got the nanny like 6 months prior.
Right, right.
And she was like, I want to get them to know this person first before I just like, you know, she must have interviewed like 5 or 6 different people.
Yeah.
And she, once she got to the right person, she was like, this is it. This is the girl I want.
Right.
And she was a sweetheart. I met her. She's a sweetheart. She's yeah. great. She's going to CSI. She's 25 years old, goes to CSI.
Yeah.
She works. She has a second, this would be her second job. Yeah. And she said she's only going to be there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
For how long?
10 to 3.
No, like time, like a couple of months, a year.
Oh, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. We're just, maybe in 6 months. We don't know yet.
Until she's comfortable, you think?
Until she's like comfortable. Well, Brielle's going to work. She's doing 3 months off and she's going straight to work because I can't be doing that shit by myself no more. I mean, it's only so much a person can take, you know?
Right, 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 of course.
Now, what's going to happen is this girl that we hired is probably going to stay with us for the next couple years for the baby. But okay. But for now, she was going to help out Brielle starting September.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
All
right. You know? It's not that bad.
Nah, she should be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody's going to be around anyway, so.
Exactly. You, Tony Ann.
Yeah, everybody's going to be around. We told her. We was like, you know, whatever's going on, we'll take care of it. And on Friday night, she'll get together. So we'll still get you for the show. I really didn't think you were coming because the baby was coming home. The baby was supposed to come home.
Friday. And they told us, hey, you're going to take the baby today. We're like, what?
Yeah.
Thank God.
No, thank God. So
2.5 weeks of that hellhole.
Oh, I know about that fucking
hospital. Fuck Rumsey.
Yeah, that hospital's the worst.
It's like a fucking war zone.
It's good until, I had a good nursing staff when I was there. In May, but it was a fucking nightmare. Otherwise, like the roommates were terrible. The food,
Jewish guy was nice.
Yeah, the food was awful,
dude.
And I know. Listen. I know the knock on hospital food is like, you know, oh well, it's bad everywhere.
It is bad,
but no, this was really fucking bad. It's really fucking
remember
bad.
Remember the fucking penny with the meat sauce.
Oh my God! Yeah,
you know Brielle got that shit.
She got the same thing?
With the fake-ass pickles?
With the fake-ass pickles. That's zucchini. No, it's not zucchini. It's fucking pickles.
Oh, dude, it was disgusting, man. It's like they let that shit soak in, like, water for God knows how long.
I begged. I didn't eat, dude. I lost, like, fucking 17 pounds, 18 pounds when I was in there.
Wow. Quick question. Which mouse controls this right here?
This one here.
Yeah, because it seems like... I don't know if people are talking or not on the chat.
Let's see.
No, that's it. Okay,
that's
good.
It. Okay,
all right, cool, excellent.
Okay, no, I got it pretty much worked down to a science now.
Cool, thank you.
But people are listening and just not chatting, so
that's fine.
That's fine.
That's okay. I mean,
really don't expect anybody on a fucking Friday night in the summertime. We get more listeners in the chat room, like
yeah,
in the winter, you know.
Correct.
You know, but thank God for Shaylin.
I know.
she hangs with us.
Shaylin, you don't work at Macy's on fucking Friday nights? You're lucky,
when
dude.
She's not working, she's with the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll get the occasional, like, the message, hey, Phil, I'll be at work tonight, but I'm going to download the show. Like, it's okay, you know, you don't have to.
You don't have to let us know. We know that you listen, Shaylin. You're, like, a loyal listener. Thank you so much for that.
So, anyway. Anyway. All right, so.
What would you like to talk about?
We got a lot to talk about.
Ooh.
We got a ton of shit to talk about.
There's a lot of shit going on.
I mean, I don't have it written down in order.
That's okay.
It's
fine.
You want to do predictions first? You want to do Ric Flair first? You want to do Global Force first? New Japan?
Let's get the shit out of the way first. Let's get GFW out of the way.
All right, so Global Force is going through a transition.
It is.
I saw the Cornette thing this morning, like I was telling you in pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
They fired Bruce Pritchard. Storyline.
Correct.
They stripped Patron of his title. They're gonna have a championship. Well, they had the battle royal already,
which I think is a genius move by them because it shows balls, man. Just because you give this guy a contract, he can't just do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Fuck it's, him.
Yeah, he's. I don't know, man.
He's a detriment to that company.
Yeah, I think you know what too. I think the pro wrestling is trying to find the medium. Like the NFL is like in a big. They're in a transition too, where they're suspending guys,
which is good.
Even though they weren't convicted, now it's a big argument. You know, it's like this guy Ezekiel Jackson, the guy from the Cowboys.
What was that dude from the Raiders who got?
Well, I don't know, but Zeke apparently was with this chick and whatever, but he never got charged. But correct. They suspended him for fucking 6 games.
Terrible.
Ezekiel Jackson. I called him the wrestler.
Zeke.
I called him Zeke. But it was fucking. But they're suspending guys who were involved in a domestic thing, but weren't convicted
they
or...
They don't want the bad press. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, because the fucking league generates billions upon billions of dollars, you know?
Correct.
If pro wrestling wants to follow that suit, they have to pick and choose their battles. And I think they picked this with Patron because, you know, the guy is...
He's a loose cannon.
Yeah, he really is. He cuts these promos on, like, Snapchat and Instagram. He gets drunk. He calls out fucking Triple H. Like, what is your problem, dude?
Why?
What is your problem?
You're in a new company. Why bring up the past?
And they strip him.
Of the belt. Good.
Right. Well, and that's... Because now they're trying to rebrand themselves with Jarrett's Global Force gimmick or whatever. And they're bringing in guys like Dutch has the book. Pritchard's in there now. Now Cornette's in there. They're bringing these old school guys in there just to keep the fucking...
As long as they keep Russo out of that equation, we're good.
Yeah, I think... I don't think Vince Russo is in line for any kind of job anytime.
Thank God.
Anytime soon. I don't think he's ready for that kind of that kind of commitment. He just goes on his radio show and tears people apart. And I know Big Vito now is involved in his... With Vince Russo's podcast.
Really? Come on.
I didn't hear anything yet, but I just heard Vito put stuff on social media. And Big Vito's been on one of the shows that I was a part of a couple of years ago. And we spoke to him.
I like Big Vito.
Hey, yeah, me too. And he was a part of that whole... He's a part of that whole...
lawsuit thing?
The lawsuit thing with the concussions and shit. So, I mean, I don't know. But Global Force, I enjoy Destination X.
I didn't see it. How was it?
It was good. I watched it this morning with Cornette. And LAX was there, and Sanjay Dutt, you know, and I mean, you know, it's just the Knockouts. It was very well produced, you know. I'm not a fan of the commentary. Like, I'm not a fan of Josh Matthews.
Oh, he's absolutely horrible.
I'm not. They got rid of the Pope. The Pope is gone.
I'm okay with that.
You know, they're bringing John Morrison in, like you mentioned before, which I have no problem with that either.
I love John Morrison.
Yeah, me too. I never disliked him. I liked him a lot, actually.
I just thought it was a huge shock that he would go to GFW instead of going to WWE. I mean, what kind of bad blood does he have with that company? I don't get it.
I don't know. You know what? It's you're right over there with the microphone. Yeah, I'm giving you a hard time.
There you go.
All right, you good?
I think I'm good. Hold on. Much better.
Okay, good. I tried to fix it over there. I just, you know,
it's all good.
My studio table is not here yet. We're using foldables.
I love it.
Yeah. So, anyway, Global Force. It's not... I actually enjoyed it. I'm going to try to watch more of it. You know, like on my free time. I'm not going to watch it on every Thursday night.
But yeah, it's very hard to watch TV on a Thursday night. I'm sorry.
It's just hard. It's hard. I was telling Choppy this in pre-production. I think it's just hard to watch TV, period, because there's so much now to absorb. Between prepping for the show and watching shit and then watching what we like all our superhero shit. And
dude,
all.
We were just talking about this in pre-production. Can you imagine, like, what time are we going to have to watch the Defenders and the Punisher?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I'm going to have to download them, like I said, to my device and just watch them on the way to work.
Correct.
Because I have a shitty commute. So, it is what it is. But, I mean, listen, at least they're putting out, at least there's more to watch now. And I've always said more wrestling is good wrestling. And I made a comment a few years ago. I said even bad wrestling on TV is good only because it's wrestling. I'm not saying you have to watch it. I'm just saying, like, it's for me, when I was a kid, there was not a lot of wrestling on.
When I was
a kid, though, like, you know, I'm 10 years older than you. Like, you had to look for shit before cable. Like, you know, the UHF channels had Florida and it had NWA and it was always 6 months behind. So I was watching Starrcade in the fucking spring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have that luxury. I only had WWF finally in 89 and 90 when cable was ready in that part of the world. ESPN was doing the AWA and World Class and what was that other one? Global Championship Wrestling?
With the, what do you call it? With X-Pac and Jerry Lynn?
Yeah, and the Handsome Stranger.
Yeah, I remember. With the Marcus Bagwell.
Yeah.
That was a Texas promotion, correct?
Yes. So they started showing that stuff. But, you know, you didn't have any of the wrestling before that. You had just, all you had was WWF. You know, that was all. And you had it four times a week. You had it twice on Saturday, twice on Sunday.
What about the Monday show?
No, I'm talking about, this is before, I'm talking about pre-Raw.
Is this even before the Gorilla Monsoon? And
I'm talking, well, I didn't have cable, so I didn't have
Tuesday. Oh, duh, sorry.
Had Tuesday Night Titans.
Correct,
but
yes.
I didn't have, only, like, if you lived out on Long Island, like,
I'm sorry,
if you lived out east, Well, in Jersey had it. You guys had it.
I didn't have. What do you call it? I didn't get cable until about like 1990, I think it was.
Yeah, but they had. I mean, it was more available in Jersey, your part of the world, correct, than it was here in New York. So, but I enjoyed it. I did. Getting back to Global Force, I enjoyed Global Force. It was good, and I think I'm hoping that Jarrett does the right thing and lets these guys do their thing.
The one thing I like about GFW is the fact that they don't have scripts. I think they just give these guys bullet points and they just go out there and just do their thing.
You mean the promos you're talking
about?
Yeah,
the promos are good. I prefer bullet points as opposed to bullshit scripts that are being written by these. Like, how are you, a writer, supposed to know what these guys are feeling at the time, you know?
Yeah. I know you're not a big fan of the belts. Well, you like the world title.
I do like the world title. The other ones, I wish they were in silver.
The only one I thought was too plain looking was the women's title, the Knockouts title.
I agree.
If you're gonna make a women's division or a title, they should make it a little more prettier. I guess, you know, put some fucking flowers or butterflies on it or something like
that. Like the Divas title.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's a genius move. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoy, and I'm gonna try to watch more of it. So you know
what it is. There's so much stink on that company right now that I don't know if I can actually sit down and enjoy a show. But I guess I just gotta force myself to watch it.
Yeah, but don't. You're going by the stink that's on the internet. I think you need to fucking
go with a clean slate.
Go in there with the mindset of okay, I'll just, you know what, do it for the show.
Okay.
Do it like, okay, I'm going to do, it's like research. Like, okay, I'm going to watch it for the, I'm going to watch it and talk about it on Thursday or Friday. Okay. This way you know, you're not, I'm not looking at the fucking marks on the Facebook and the Twitter and all that shit. I mean, I am, but because of the show, but I'm not engaging in any of the nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just, if you're going to watch it, just give it a shot. You don't have to like it. You know, you don't have to watch it after that. But,
Correct. But
you know, Loki, LAX, Kevin Matthews, you know, Eli Drake, you know, there's a couple of guys there, EC3.
I love Fala Bob, dude.
Fala Bob, Bokura. I'm not a big fan of what's his nuts, Bobby Lashley.
He's boring, dude.
They invest a lot of they're investing a lot of time in him, and now they're involving like MMA guys.
That's Black Lesnar right there.
Yeah. I was never a Lashley guy. Never was.
You know what it is about Lashley? I want, when he first came out, I wanted to like him, but I was like, man, he's too plain.
Yeah, he's definitely too plain.
There's no character to this guy.
Yeah, there's no, and I'm glad the belt is off of him for now. You know, they need to let
him go. Be like, dude.
Nah, I mean, they put a lot of money into him.
He doesn't draw anything.
No one's drawing anymore. That mentality now is out the window. They'll sell the shirt. Like, they're big in Europe.
Impact. They are. If you go to England, they're big.
They're big in Scotland and England and India. They're like huge for some reason. That whole thing of drawing is not, it's not in the cards anymore. No one draws. No federation, no fed draws, unless you go to an indie show and you want to see fucking your local guy. You know, like, we're going to an FTW card, I think, next month, right?
Oh, that's right.
September, I think, is 23rd in Queens. And I'm sure, you know, people's families are going to see their guys or go their girls wrestle like that. You know, or they're going because there's certain old school wrestlers going to be there or whatever the case may be. There's no drawing power anymore. There's not. It's not that kind of party. And people who think that there is, it's insane. That, you know, that they WWE for instance, they go by merch. They don't go by ass in the seats. When I was a kid, people went to the Garden every month to see Hogan.
It was always sold out.
To see Savage. Before me, it was to see Bruno or to see Bob Backlund or to see Pedro Morales. They went to go see guys that, you know, were in that time period. They didn't, you know, that's when you knew, like, listen, that's why the main events were at halftime. And because people ran to the box office and got tickets for next month. You know, Howard Finkel just announced, you know, the Macho Man will take on Hulk Hogan inside a steel cage. And, like, the people would just run out of their seats and grab tickets. It's not like that no more. So that whole drawing thing, I think Impact just wants to make a mark. And the Global Force thing, Jarrett's been shoving that down our throats for the last 3 years. and has done dick with it. He even had New Japan involved in it.
And still didn't do anything.
And did dick with it. So this Anthem company, who does nothing with pro wrestling, now they want to invest in wrestling, let the guy, and be smart about it. If Anthem is smart, they'll let the old school guys run it. They'll let Dutch and Cornette and Pritchard and Jarrett do their thing. Jarrett don't have to be an on-air talent anymore. You know, he could do behind Thank the God. Scenes. You know, he doesn't have to be.
Correct.
You know, it's a fun deal. And it's, if there's a lot of stink on it, it's because TNA has been bad for a long time. So, you know, if you're a fan of wrestling, then you should give it a shot. You know, and I'm, that's for everybody who's listening. I mean, that's all I really have to say about it. You know,
correct.
So, let's see what else got going on over here. We'll talk Ric Flair. We'll talk New Japan.
Flair.
So obviously the elephant besides me in the room is Ric Flair had emergency surgery in Atlanta this past week.
Very serious.
It was announced it was cardiac. And for the record, when someone gets put into a medically induced coma, that means it's better for the surgeons to work on the patient. If you're in a coma, you're not worried about anesthesia. You're not worried about anything. You're in a coma. They're medically inducing it. That means your body's that relaxed that it can work on everything that's going on. Apparently, it was cardiac. If it was announced that it was cardiac related, and then his fiance, who was Fifi, I forgot her real name, Wendy something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She announced that it's not cardiac related. That his internal organs were shutting down. It was a colon thing.
Colon issue, yeah.
So he's not out of the woods yet. He's still critical condition. People were like riding him off, and I was like, "Oh man, no, this can't be!" Like, TMZ was the first to break the news, right? Yeah. They didn't have him dead, but every fucking news outlet, like Channel 11, announced it. Channel 7, Channel 5, they all announced that. You know who's in the room? There is that
Mr. I don't know, Mini Van Club.
What's that?
The name of it's Mini Van Club is the name of the user.
And what'd he say?
He says, "What up, fellas?
Oh, what's going on? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Yeah,
thanks, man. Thank you for the congrats. Yeah, it's been a very exhausting week. I appreciate it."
So these news outlets and then all the websites, all the wrestling websites, had him dead.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, dude, you can't. I called wifey up, like, they can't take Nature Boy from me right now. You took Dusty from me. You can't take Flair yet.
Listen, they took Macho from me. They took Roddy from me.
Yeah.
Dusty. And then I was like, not Hulk. Not Rick.
Yeah, you can't take Rick Flair yet. Not yet, man. He's too young. He can't go yet. And listen, the colon thing could be many things. Medically speaking, I mean, he's been a drinker for the past fucking 40 years.
Oh, he was with Elaine. This guy was from with Elaine on Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I apologize. What was your name again? I forget. Just.
Oh yes.
Forgot the gentleman's name.
He came to my house.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so they had Ric Flair dead, and then of course our web pages are blowing up. The Facebook pages are blowing up. Everybody's posting shit. I'm like, oh my god. I had, like, at one point, four people tried to post the same fucking article.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's Ric Flair.
I know. I was telling my cousin Anthony, I can't deal. I'm at work right now.
Well, Shaylin just said that, that's right, Dave. There you Dave, go. Thanks, Dave. Man. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
thank
Dave.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to the show.
Thanks
right
for
now.
Checking in with us.
Shaylin just said that, I heard, she says, and I quote, "I heard part of Rick's bowel was removed."
Yes.
"And he's currently on kidney dialysis, still in critical condition."
Yeah, kidneys are failing. Once your kidneys start to fail, you're susceptible to everything. My father had kidney failure. Well, he had kidney failure because of something else. But,
yeah, of course.
But once your kidneys start to fail, it's like a domino effect.
It's a cycle.
You know, your heart starts to pump more because once your organs start to shut down, your other organs have to work overtime.
Him living that life that he was living in the 80s really caught up to him.
That's how I was telling somebody at work because one of my buddies at work, he's like, "You followed his wrestling stuff, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, did you hear about Ric Flair? And I'm like, he got it on his yeah. news feed. And I said, dude, I said, what you saw on TV is what happened in real life. He lived his gimmick.
He was legit.
He did the limousines. He did the Learjets.
He drank until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
And then when they went to the gym, and then did a fucking Broadway with Dusty that night for 7 nights in a row. You know,
the man would never sleep. He just kept on going, and he caught up. It's catching up to him now. And
he's pushing 70. I mean,
God, he's not even 70 yet. It's crazy.
Yeah. So we'll pay homage to Nature Boy later on. I got a nice clip for everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I am a firm believer of karma, and you know, he's had a rough life. He beat himself up. You know,
I mean, he beat himself up. He went through 4 or 5 divorces. That can only bring stress.
Yeah, he lost a son.
That's another thing. He lost Reed, and I'm sure that after he lost his son, he started drinking even more than that, and it takes a toll on a man's body, especially at his age, man.
Yeah.
You would think that by 68 or 69 years old, you'd be like, you know what? I really got to tone it down. It's not like fucking Jerry Lawler, who had a heart attack in the middle of a Raw, and then all of a sudden was like eating like steak the next, after 2 weeks, he was eating steak again. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys, man?
Jerry Lawler was fucking getting fast food after his heart attack.
What the fuck is wrong with him? Like, these old timers, they need to realize that you're not indestructible. Things catch up to you after a while, you know?
My cousin's trying to... I don't understand. My cousin Richie's trying to listen. He's like, I have to check out the next show. They're not letting me in. What's not letting you in? The chat room? The chat room is open. It's public.
It's open, dude.
He's doing something wrong. He needs a hug.
Go give him a hug.
Shout out to my cousin Richie. No, he's 1,500 miles away.
Okay.
He's in Florida. Shout out to cousin Richie. Anyway... So let's keep Nature Boy in your prayers.
Please.
Please, because...
Don't take him away yet.
Yeah, please don't take Nature Boy. Please. Please don't.
They already took Buddy Landell. We don't need another Nature Boy to go. next news?
Yeah, next news is, let's see, New Japan.
Yes.
You didn't see the finals, right?
I did not, man. You know, that link you sent me didn't work. I was trying to watch it on my phone and it didn't work. I guess I have to use it on my... I guess I gotta use it on my laptop to watch it.
Well, if anybody who's, spoiler alert, if you're living under a rock the last week and a half, Naito won the what do you call it?
The G1.
Yeah, the G1 Classic. He beat Kenny Omega in the finals,
which makes him a 2-time winner now.
It does.
And I wasn't upset about it because Naito has been busting his ass this last year, just like Okada has, just like Omega has. And I feel like Naito has been pushed to the side a little bit. And now he's actually garnering some interest now into his career. Hopefully he gets the strap eventually.
Well, the winner earns a briefcase challenge for the championship.
Correct.
At next year's Tokyo Dome show. So I want to give kudos to Kevin Kelly, Don Callis, and Rocky Romero.
Dude, I heard that broadcast announce team was on fire.
Yeah, Don Callis, Cyrus the Virus, he was good.
I like Cyrus.
I'll go through the card real quick. Yoshinobu, Kanemura, Desperado, Taichi, and Taka Michinoku defeated Jushin Thunder Liger, Tiger Mask, Kushida, and Kawato.
Why is Jushin Thunder Liger still wrestling?
I don't care, but at 51 years old, the guy still goes. I'm sorry. Sorry. The Gorillas of Destiny defeated Nakanishi and Yuji Nagata. Yuji Nagata's still wrestling, dude.
I know, but he's another one. I love Yuji, but come on.
Dude, they're still going.
By the way, WWE, please pick up the Gorillas of Destiny.
No, keep them in New Japan.
Oh, I love the Gorillas of Destiny.
I would keep them in New Japan and go to Ring of Honor.
I could do that. I love these guys.
Let me rephrase that. They grew on me. They weren't that good, I thought.
Tama Tonga's great.
Tama Tonga was good by himself.
I know.
But when they brought his brother in, they didn't click right away. It didn't click.
Well, Camacho was still on that. He was always trained by WWE system. He never went out and branched out to other companies. His brother schooled him on what needs to be done. And look, that's great.
And then they fit with the Bullet Club. It worked out. Nothing special, though. They won the match. just a good match. Yoshihashi, who's coming to Ring of Honor this year.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And Hiroki Goto defeated Makabe and Dave Finley. I like Dave Finley, man. I think I mentioned that a couple weeks ago on the show.
I like Dave Finley as well. He's still so young, and he's got a long career ahead of him. I think he's, what, 21?
Yeah.
And the kid, he looks exactly like Finley.
Hiroshi, well, I'll tell you what. The Bullet Club didn't have a good night this night.
No.
Tenzan's still wrestling. Okay,
oh
he teamed
God.
Up with Juice Robinson and Kojima, and they beat the Bullet Club, Bad Luck Fale, Takahashi, and Chase Owens.
I told you this before a couple days ago. Juice Robinson is becoming one of my favorites now.
He's going to be one of those guys.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
He's not a small guy. He's big.
Taguchi-san, the funky, what do you call him? The funky machine, I think he's called.
Something like that.
Yeah, well, him and Ricochet beat the Bucks. For the IWGP Junior Tag Team titles, and it was fucking great. They worked really well together. They all held their own. Tremendous. Taguchi had a great comeback. Did excellent selling. A lot of drama in the match. It was, dude, I'm telling you. At one point, the Bucks went for the bang for your buck. Ricochet gets the knees up and tries to make a comeback, but he gets caught by a super kick.
Yep.
Then he went for an indie taker. Indie taker. But Taguchi cut him off with a hip toss. Then he hit Matt with the Don, and then Taguchi put Nick in an ankle lock. Ricochet struggled to make it to the top, but he did. He hit a big shooting star press. Huge. Then he announced Wrestle Kingdom 12 will be January 4th at the Dome.
Okay.
And we'll probably do it at my house. That's going to be so dope. I love Wrestle Kingdom is so fun.
I'm definitely taking off that.
That day, yeah.
I have to. There's no way.
It's going to be a big show. We'll take off and we'll bug out. Then, of course, you mentioned Shibata. He came out before intermission. Huge ovation for Shibata.
Very emotional.
Yeah, he came to the ring in typical Shibata fashion. He put it bluntly, I'm alive, and that is all. That's what he said. And if you translate it, I'm alive, and that is all. It was simple, very emotional, very powerful. Women in the audience were crying.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to come back, though.
No, he's back.
I'm talking about, like, actually... If the injury was that serious, I wonder if he's actually going to be back to wrestle, though.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah? Okay.
Another good match. War Machine retained the IWGP Tag titles. They're big in Japan now. They beat Cody Rhodes and Hangman Page. What a fucking match, dude. Let me tell you something about... You know, Cody is on a different level right now. I think since he left, and he doesn't have that E-mentality anymore, I think it's... he's in another world, and him and Paige is getting better and better.
He's a young guy too.
Yeah,
very young.
Well, it was a great match, dude.
And Hansen is just
dude. And then of course after the match, Gorilla's Destiny came in.
Yep,
they challenged. But then the best part was all of a sudden the Killer Elite Squad came back and they jumped everybody.
Oof.
Davey Boy Smith looks fantastic.
He has blonde hair now, right?
He looks fantastic. I mean, Lance Archer is Lance Archer. He's really doesn't have any... His body type doesn't change. But Davey got cut.
He's ripped, I heard.
Fucking diesel, dude. He looks fantastic.
When was the last time they were in New Japan, those guys?
One of them got injured. So,
okay.
They're in Suzuki Gun.
Okay.
They're in Suzuki Gun, that crew. I forget. One of them got injured. I forget. Maybe chat room if you can help me out. I forget. But then they came back. So let's see. Zack Sabre Jr., Suzuki, and Iizuka beat Kota Ibushi, Tanahashi, and Michael Elgin.
Wow.
Yeah. Then this was a good match, too. Sonata, Bushi, and Takahashi, the other Takahashi, and Evil defeated Okada, Ishii, Gato, and Toriano.
I hate Sonata.
Okada was just tired from his match the night before with Kenny Omega. Both guys were tired.
I'm starting to see your view of Okada because, I think Kenny Omega is the greatest wrestler right now in the world. The best. But Okada, he has put on five-star quality matches every fucking time.
He has not had... a less than 4-star match singles, not tag team. He's lost a bunch of tag team matches. He has not had a less than 4-star match since January. excuse me, since Wrestle Kingdom.
2017 has been his year, man.
I'm telling you.
You think? What do you think? Number when the PWI comes out, do you think number one wrestler of the year?
He's got to be. He's got to be. I don't put a lot of stock in PWI 500 anymore. I mean, we'll cover it when it comes out again.
Correct.
But, you know, I don't know where, just on quality, every single match, every single singles match has been amazing.
If he's not number one, then he's definitely number two, because Kenny Omega's inching his way closer and closer to that spot.
This whole call was good. If you get a chance, please. I'm going to download it, actually. I'll download it.
Thank you.
But definitely check it out.
I will.
What's going on in the chat room? Anything good?
Dave said, if Rusev, Dolph Ziggler, and Dolph Ziggler leave for New Japan, look out now. There's rumors.
Not everybody can make that transition, okay? Michael Elgin did fantastic. I think he's done better in New Japan than he's done in Ring of Honor in a long time. I mean, and he was champion in Ring of Honor.
I remember.
So, I mean, you know.
That's a guy that should go to WWE.
Ziggles, a lot of these gaijin, it's not guaranteed you're going to get top dog. A top book in there, you're not gonna. And you could be a mid. You could be a top guy here.
You're not gonna make the same money as you did in WWE. Obviously, even if Rusev and Dolph Ziggler are like mid card guys,
they don't pay their guys a lot. I mean, the only couple of guys have multi year contracts. Everybody gets paid by year. They don't. They do shit differently over there, and their booking is not. We talked about this. Their booking is not the same. It's not the same anymore. It's not 50-50 booking. It's weird booking.
Exactly. It throws people off.
Yeah, Omega should have been champ, and he's not.
And he's not. Exactly. What the fuck, man?
Because, and New Japan, I think, my opinion is, I think New Japan wants to protect their own.
Their countrymen.
Yeah, I don't want to sound racist, you know, but they want to protect their homegrown guys.
When was the last time a gaijin held the IWGP title? It was AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And that was it. And you're just like, come on, man.
Well, they have an abundance. There wasn't a lot of gaijin there. Now there are abundance of them. Now they're rotating guys. Now they have working agreements with Mexico and Ring of Honor. So now you're fucking rotating guys from different parts of the planet.
Correct.
There's only so many spots you can. You know what I'm saying? There's only so many spots you can put somebody in. You know what I'm saying? So
New Japan is on the up and up. Wait for 2018. You'll see what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, man, they're opening up a dojo in California. They're going to have U.S. offices. They're going to defend that title, that U.S. title.
That title. I know I said this so many times. That title is delicious.
It is delicious.
I like that title a lot.
It is delicious. Couple of news. We'll do our predictions, but I want to just go a couple news things real quick. The Revival have no fucking luck at all.
Oh my God, when I found out about Scott Dawson, I was like, fuck, man. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
What a great team. They always get fucked.
Asuka made WWE history by being the longest women's champion. Rock now, and Robin. I want to premise something. Yeah, it was Rock and Robin. People thought it was Moolah. Moolah had the NWA women's title.
And brought it over.
And Vince brought Moolah in. Moolah had the rights to the title. So they just incorporated her streak, but by the time she got WWF, it was different. So when she lost it, and she won it back. She in a mask. She was the spider.
I remember that.
And Sherry Martel and all that. And Rock and Robin had it, and she held it for a minute. So that's the thing. So in essence, Moolah was the longest reigning women's champion, but not the longest reigning WWE champion. So that was the confusion on social media.
Asuka is officially
the
longest reigning women's champion in WWE. Whether it's the developmental or not, it's still WWE. Yeah. God bless her. I think she's going to drop it. She's going to drop it to Ember Moon.
Yeah. So before I get into, you want to do NXT first?
Then
we'll do NXT, and then we'll do Takeover first, predictions, and then we'll do SummerSlam.
Of course.
So, let's see.
Now the card is complete for SummerSlam now, right?
Yeah, card is complete. Let's see. Gargano is fighting, the hell is his name, Almas at Takeover.
Gargano's gonna win that.
Okay. Your boy Aleister Black taking on a Tommy.
Aleister's gonna win that.
Yeah, I like that too. Asuka's fighting Ember Moon.
Ember's gonna win that.
You think so?
Asuka's already surpassed all the records. It's time for her to get called up to the main roster.
Yeah, and Sanity against my boys, the Goons.
I don't want the Goons to lose the belts because I hate Sanity. They're boring as shit. This is a tough one, man. I don't know who to pick for this one.
I want my boys to win. They're going to have to lose eventually. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow night, though. Those are my boys. I love them to death.
Fuck, man. I have no idea who's going to win that. You know what?
You going to take Sanity?
No.
You do take the boys?
AOP. All right. The way for that
I'll
one.
I'll take AOP just by proxy.
That's our boys. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, the main event, Drew McIntyre against Bobby Roode for the title.
Drew McIntyre's going to take it.
You see, I think McIntyre has to win. If Bobby Roode needs to make an appearance on the main roster before he goes. I think it's stale. The glorious thing is getting stale. They got to rotate that blood in there. There's got to, you know, and if they did sign Adam Cole, if they're gonna put Roddy in there, they're gonna do this whole gimmick. They got Red Dragon in there now. If they're gonna start rotating guys, you're gonna have to start bumping guys up. It's gonna have to happen.
This last influx of NXT talent that we've gotten for the last year has been really, really bad, dude.
Yeah.
Like, NXT is not as good as it was when Sami Zayn and Joe, Kevin Owens, and Balor were there. Right. Now I feel like now with this influx of Ring of Honor talent jumping through, it's going to be way, way different.
Yeah.
It's going to be much, much better.
Correct. Correct. I'm not a Drew McIntyre guy at all.
I know you're not, but I love Drew McIntyre.
I know you do.
He's good now, dude. He's much better.
I don't think he's bad. I just didn't. I couldn't emotionally invest in him when Vince was pushing him
because he didn't have a character and he was young. He was only 25.
Yeah. I don't hate him. I just not like.
What do you think is missing from him?
It's, I don't know, man. The whole foreigner thing, like.
Mike skills are still there, though. He has Mike skills.
He cut a decent promo. I just, there's something with him that doesn't connect with me. He's a guy I wouldn't pay to see.
Fair enough. That's fine.
So, all right. So, you did see Raw, you did see SmackDown.
I did.
So.
And. Usual Raw, usual SmackDown. Nothing really special that really popped in my mind. I'm trying to think.
Like, you mentioned the spoilers that Brock is going to be at Raw the next night.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, like, I think Barclays announced it because, keep in mind, he's still the champion at this present time. So they were like, yeah, you know, Brock Lesnar, your Universal Champion, is going to be at the Barclays at Monday. So it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be the champion.
Right.
So you never know what could happen. I still think that Fatal 4-Way is going to be fucking tremendous.
Let's get into the card. You mentioned the kickoff match this year.
Which is the Hardys and
Jason Jordan
versus the Mistourage.
Right. That's going to be, I guess I'll pick the Hardys. I don't care.
Yeah, it's going to be the Hardys.
Akira Tozawa won the Cruiserweight Championship the other night.
That was a shocker for me.
So that's going to be another kickoff match.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because there's like fucking... They're starting at 7 this year.
Fuck, man.
It's a 4-hour show this year.
God damn it. I'm giving it to... you're going to think I'm crazy. I'm going to give it to Neville.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Neville's going to get the belt back.
I'll pick Tozawa just to be different. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
Balor's going to win because he's coming back as a demon.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too. Big Show versus Big Kaz. Enzo suspended in above the ring in a Shaw cage.
I got an interesting thing that's going to probably happen in this match. I believe that Enzo is going to turn on Big Show.
And him and Kaz get back together?
Get back together as a heel team this time.
That's not bad. He does a cornet and drops something in the ring for
yes.
him?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
This whole little drama between Kaz and Enzo was all like a ruse, and they're going to fool people this Sunday.
In the vanilla chocolate department, white chocolate department, Randy Orton taking on Rusev.
Rusev is going to win this. He has to win this match.
Yeah, but Randy Orton's going to win, so.
No.
Another kickoff match. New Day versus the Usos.
That's a kickoff match?
That's what it says here.
Why?
I don't know.
That feud is on point. I love that feud.
They had another match. They had another match on SmackDown.
That was good.
I'm telling you, I like the Usos.
I never disliked the Usos.
Yeah.
I think they're great. This new gimmick they got going on. They're like
thugs. They're like the Samoan SWAT team.
They fucking remind me of fucking the Briscoes right now.
Yeah, the Samoan Briscoes.
The Samoan Briscoes. They're great. I love them.
Naomi defending against her women's title against Natalya.
Oh man,
I'll take Naomi. I don't think Natty's.
They're not going to give Natty the strap because she's just there to build up the younger women. Unfortunately, I like Natty, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Sasha Banks taking on Alexa Bliss.
Bliss is going to get that.
Yeah, I think Bliss is going to retain as well.
Mm-hmm.
Raw Tag Team Championship. Sheamus and Cesaro defending against Ambrose and Rollins.
The Shield are going to take that.
I don't know, man. I think they're going to find a way to fuck it up.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
You think there's going to be a little turn there?
No, I just hate fucking Dean Ambrose. I think.
Why?
Again, he's one of those guys that don't connect with me. I don't think he's anything special.
You know what you know what it is? I think I know why. I think you see him more as a heel than a baby face.
I liked him as the Shield.
Yeah, he was badass as a heel.
Yeah, I liked him as the Shield. Let's see here. U.S. Championship. AJ Styles defending against Kevin Owens. Shane McMahon is a special guest referee. Mm. I'll take Kevin Owens. I think something's going to happen with Shane and AJ Styles. Shane's going to get... Shane's the referee because, quote-unquote, he can get physical. So...
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Kevin Owens on that one.
Yeah.
Dave's saying that my theory is they will win the tag team titles and then help Roman win the world title.
And reform the Shield as a heel.
And go as heels.
Well, what's... All right.
That's a good.
We'll get into the title match in a second. So who are you taking? AJ Styles?
Owens.
I'm taking KO. Owens as well. Okay. Baron Corbin versus John Cena. Baron Corbin cashed in and didn't win on Thursday.
I'm sorry, Baron. You're a young guy, but John Cena's gonna win that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, him and John Cena, they'll scrap it up. They'll scrap it up. WWE Championship. Jinder my balls. My favorite right now. Defending against the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Who do you think is going to win? Come on, it's apparent.
My initial thought was, before Corbin foolishly cashed in, I thought Nakamura was going to win. And because he had beef with Corbin, Corbin was going to cash in and take the belt.
That's what I thought so too.
But that's not going to happen. Nakamura's going to win that title.
Nakamura's going to take that, man. The first ever Japanese-born WWE champion. That's going to be huge.
And listen, for the fucking marks on the interwebs complaining about him not being able to speak English, how many fucking pro baseball players you know that need a fucking translator?
Matsui
won the MVP of the World Series. Exactly. He needed a fucking translator, okay? There's a kid right now in the Mets, Rosario, the shortstop from the Dominican Republic. He speaks English, but he wants to say all the right things, so he's right now just learning the language still.
Okay.
So, either way.
Dave is saying Naka's going to lose? No, don't tell me that.
Nah.
I don't think so. Nakamura's going to win that, dude.
I hope he wins.
First Japanese-born WWE champion. That's going to be fucking huge.
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
I need some Japanese sound bites. I only have, the English and ethnically challenged, you know. I do have... What's the face of Barbara Streisand?
Hello, gorgeous.
You know? And I do have Mortal Kombat.
Toasty!
You know? I have Jim Norton.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Yeah. And this is for Mega Powers.
What a cunt.
Anyway. Moving right along. Your Universal Championship match. Brock Lesnar defending against Roman Reigns. Samoa Joe. Braun Strowman.
Strowman Reigns. I don't know who's going to win this. It's hard.
I'm taking Joe. I'm taking Joe. I think it's...
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking Joe. I want Joe to win.
Fuck.
Though I like Dave's theory about the Shield. I would deal if Roman Reigns wins the belt with the help of Rollins and Ambrose. That for me, they'll finally make him a heel.
This is what's going to happen. If Seth Rollins and Ambrose win those tag team titles, they're going to help Roman win the world title. If they lose that match, I think I'm going to go with Braun Strowman.
Okay.
I like Braun Strowman, man. He's my dude. Since he debuted, I was like, look at this fucking monster, bro. He's a man. I texted you that night.
Yeah, and I'm not arguing with you. I think it's Joe's time. I think they're going to give him a rub. I don't think he'll be champion for long. He might be one of the transitional champions.
They're going to give him a rub, you think?
Yeah.
They're going to rub him out?
He needs to rub one out.
Exactly.
You can catch Rant EM coverage of SummerSlam on Sunday at 6 p.m. after the What Are You Reading comic book show with the Silver One, Mr. Surfer.
I love Surfer.
Join Double A, Tony C, and the rest of the clowns. They'll be maybe we'll join them. Maybe we'll call in, bust their balls a little bit. But yeah, check that out. Definitely. I think we're done with the news. You have anything you want to add before we go to break?
Nope, that's it.
All right, let's take a break. We're gonna plug our friends and we're gonna do some shit here. Hold on, let me just make sure we set this up. But we have nothing else, correct?
No, sir.
No other news? Okay, cool in the gang. All right, let's do this. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Rant EM Radio, we're live. And we'll be right back.
Yo.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gumfuckery?
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Beltmaker. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
Pandemonium in the ring, and obviously, the heat is on. Here's the world champion, Rick Flair.
The heat is on, you know. I got to have David Crockett over here for this, because David Crockett, the illustrious announcer and vice president of Jim Crockett Promotions, always likes to tell the wrestling public when Ric Flair gets knocked down, or Luger gets put to sleep, or Arn and Tully trip over their feet by accident. Come on, David, explain what just happened on national TV. to the legend, Dusty Rhodes, and to Heads of Stone, Ronnie Garvin. What just happened? They got the holy you-know-what beat out of them nationwide. And I don't mind telling you, I was wearing these $600 custom-made lizard shoes and this $13,000 Rolex when it happened. That's why I'm Ric Flair. That's why Luger's the U.S. champion. And that's why Arn and Tully are going to be the World Tag Team Champions. Now, Tony Schiavone, let's be hypothetical for a minute. Let's pretend that the great American dream, anything could happen. What would happen if Ronnie Garvin became the world champion? What would you do, Garvin? Be on the cover of Field Street? Huh, Garvin? Would you ride down the road with that golden retriever? You call a woman and talk to her? Huh? Would you go fishing? Would you sit in the corner bar with all the other rednecks drinking beer, talking about being the champ? Come on, pal. Dreams are meant to be exactly what they are. A dream. Reality is custom-made clothes, limousines, beautiful women, long blonde hair, styling and profiling, Rolex watches, yes, and any woman the Four Horsemen want, just like that. You see, Garvin, you're living a dream, and I'm happy for you. God bless you. Everybody needs to have something to live for each day. But you, in reality, are never, ever going to be able to say you are the world champion. You're never, ever going to be able to say you beat Slick Rick. You're never going to be able to put this in your old pickup truck next to your blue jeans and your cowboy boots and your cut-off t-shirt and try to tell anybody, much less yourself, that you're the world champion. You see, Ronnie Garvin, you gotta be born a champion. You gotta have it inside. You gotta feel it, live it, breathe, and be prepared to die for it. You gotta make the assault on life itself. That's why some people think I've lost it. I haven't. What I've done is I've had it all. It's been mine. This is mine. It'll be mine my entire life.
Woo! The world champion Ric Flair. We'll be right back.
I'm going on tour, and I'm going to show anybody out there that thinks for 1 second that maybe I'm second-guessing myself, that I am the greatest of all time forever and ever. One surprise. One surprise. Woo! I'm back.
To make it off the ice cold streets of the city, you better have a Christopher Word game with it. You better have a dance game similar to Diddy, or play B-baller but a rim like Smitty. Josh, Chris, Bosh, Paul, Gasol, or any other nigga that ball and tall. I used to sell it white as Paul Wall. Gave my young boy 3 of them in the mall, and he gon' bring me 75K back tomorrow. You know what Big about. You know what Bigger do. Ice water in my veins.
Yeah, man. Killer Mike doing a Ric Flair song.
Woo!
Let's see. Where's my soundboard? For the Meet Your Boy.
Woo! When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this.
Fire! I'm already fire!
Fire me. I'm already fire. All right, we're back. We're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on the Rants, Phil and Choppy. Before we go into the throwback of the week, I want to just thank our buddy Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas.
Thank you so much, bro.
For introducing us to Mr. Primetime himself.
Mr. Sam Roberts.
Mr. Sam Roberts. If you heard the beginning of the show, Sam gave us a little shout-out. little drop you recorded for us. So thank you very much, Rob. We love you, and we appreciate all you do for us.
Thank you, brother.
That was fantastic.
It blew my mind when I heard that. I was like, what?
I know. It's crazy, right? When he sent it to me, I was on the couch. I screamed like, get him,
like, you did like that?
Yeah. Roar! What are you screaming at? I'm like, get that damn it. I was like,
whoa. You started. It wasn't me this time.
This is retarded.
Yeah.
Jamie retarded. She's shy, you know?
Tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum.
This bum would have talked to me like that.
Yeah, I was acting like a retard. I was like, I can't believe that he did that.
Can you do that impression again? Ooh, doo, doo.
No.
Jesus! Ring that bell. Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Yeah, so I was bugging out. And Rob posted pictures. He had a meet and greet, him and Elaine.
Him and Elaine, yeah. So that was really cool.
They had a Bullet Club picture they took. With the Marty's
girl. Umbrella.
With the umbrella.
Oh, so cool.
That shit is crazy. Well, partner, it's about that time.
It is.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week. Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Oh, the bell, yeah. I was going to ring the bell. I just lowered the soundboard because I was doing something else, but no.
Oh, I was there you go. I was There's the our gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, no. So, anyway. So, we're keeping our theme of 1997. Right?
What a shitty pay-per-view this was. Oh, my God.
What?
It was the NWO. You know what it was? I actually do remember this pay-per-view vividly when I was 13.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, wondering why WCW did this in an open dirt area, like Sturgis.
Sturgis in the mountains. Every year they have a bike rally.
I know.
In August.
Thousands of
it
people.
It still goes on to this day.
Yeah.
In the mountains of North Dakota.
Yeah, something like that.
That was an Eric Bischoff thing, I think, because
he loved bikes.
He does biking and shit like that.
But I remember the rumors about this pay-per-view, like, a lot of the fans that were there didn't pay for tickets. They just went there and just saw it for free.
It was the same thing when they were taping WCW in Orlando.
Yeah.
It was just part of the...
It was part of the park.
Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm. But that was, like, a small crowd. Sturgis was, like...
Fucking thousands of people.
Almost 10,000 people, dude. Are you going to give up... She's going to give up, like, a gate on that? Come on, man. It's whatever. It's okay.
Yeah, so this was, this was Luger won on the 4th, which is a Monday night.
And then he lost it 5 days later, which is...
The 9th. So we're talking August 9th, 1997.
Let me see.
This is Hog...
August 9th, yep.
Hog Wild. Road Wild. They had Hog Wild, Road Wild.
Road Wild. And I'm sorry, the attendance was 6,500.
Yeah, bullshit. Well, 6,000, it's not... Considering there's no seats there...
It was all people on bikes. So who cares about the seats?
All you heard was a vroom, 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 vroom.
Was it the pay-per-view where Sting showed up on his bike?
No.
With the Steiners? With Rick Steiner? There was like a pay-per-view where him, it was Sting?
I don't remember which one it was. Not this one, though.
It wasn't this one, right?
No. But there's some classic matches on this one. How about Vicious and Delicious versus Hall and
Oates? I love Vicious and Delicious.
I know you do. I can't stand them.
What?
I can't. I try.
Come on, Scotty Norton. I love Scotty.
Oh, dude, I'm a Scott Norton guy.
That mullet was fresh, dude.
Oh, I'm not knocking anything about Scott Norton by himself. I love Scott Flash Norton. I just didn't like Vicious and Delicious.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Buff Bagwell was almost, at the beginning of the match, was almost acting like a baby face with all them dropping it.
Bagwell as a heel annoyed the fuck out of me.
Then he did his job right.
Right, he did. He just annoyed the fuck out of me. I didn't like him.
I don't like him
Buff,
as
Buff, the stuff.
Well, he was Buff Daddy.
That's right. So, Harlem Heat recruits Miss Jackie.
Yeah, I wish they kept Sherry with this team, because I really liked Sister Sherry.
At one point, Jackie grabs Norton from behind and fires up Booker T's recuperative powers, He completely no-sells the shoulder breaker, hits a pair of Harlem sidekicks. Jackie holds down Norton's leg, and Booker T covers for the 1-2-3. Tony Schiavone's overcome with emotion as the heels take it. One, WCW, one, NWO, nothing. Rev the bikes, Tony.
Oh, God. I mean, I felt bad for the NWO in this match. They should have won this, because, I mean, who cares, you know?
Yeah. Next match was good, though. Tony Schiavone called this a Mexican grudge death match. did you catch that?
He did.
Ray Ray taking on Conan?
It was a good match.
Not anytime they those guys mixed it up, it was good. Let's see. Let me get to the bottom of this match here. At one point, Ray hits a few drop kicks to Conan's knee. That was Ray's gimmick.
Yep.
He sells the leg ding. And then Dusty Rhodes, I had an old coach to tell me one time, you could rest tomorrow.
I'm sorry. You did spot on, too. Man, I love Dusty.
Woo. You like this hat? You better like this hat. That's no lie.
So, yeah, so Big Dustin. So, anyway, oof. Ray hits. Ray goes to dive with the head dive, but Conan catches him and drops him with the snap fisherman buster. Conan rolls him over for the academic submission.
The tequila sunrise.
The tequila sunrise.
Now, was he always using tequila sunrise? Or this one, this is the debut of the Tequila Sunrise.
No, he used that.
Oh, he used it for a while.
Yeah. Because
I always remember him using that Fisherman Buster at one point.
I like that. All right, your next match, tag team elimination match.
Mongo.
Fucking Mongo, I hate
him. I still can't believe he was a horseman.
Don't get me started. There's still a debate on the rant that Kendall Windham was a horseman.
He was not.
Dude, you're telling me this? You're telling me this? Fucking... Get me started. And Lee, I know you're listening. Kendall Windham was not a horseman.
He was the autistic brother of fucking Barry Windham. Come on, man. I'm sorry.
Wow. The autistic brother of Barry Windham.
It's when they became the... Oh, I'm sorry.
Will you stop?
I'm sorry, gorilla.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, seriously.
Put that cigarette out.
Oh.
God damn it, I'm sorry.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dummy. Yeah. I need to get that episode.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oof.
We're on fire tonight.
Called Kendall Windham autistic.
And I'm friends with Kendall Windham on Facebook, too.
I don't think he's listening to Turnbuckle
Throwback. Okay.
Then you wouldn't be friends with him anymore. Mongo, Candy Graham for Mongo. Mongo and Benoit versus Jeff Jarrett and Dean Malenko.
You want to know something? Mongo is a perfect name for Mongo McMichael because they look like a mongoloid.
Please.
He was terrible in the ring. Why would he use this? Well, oh, yeah. It wasn't even called a tombstone. He called it the spike pile driver.
At one point, Malenko dodges a chop block from Mongo and tags in Jarrett. They had chemistry for some reason, which was weird.
Yeah, I know.
And, slap nuts. The crowd loves it, though. They rev the bikes, you know?
I mean, a future of four horsemen right here.
Oh, please. Jarrett, though, seizes the moment and hits a jawbreaker. He pulls Mongo on top of him to pin himself for the 1-2-3 to pull the ultimate heel move and take the loss, avoiding an ass-kicking. Okay? And Jarrett yelling, that's how you do it, baby.
The next match.
Oh, please.
Mine wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it'll get me started. Anyway. Meanwhile, the monkeys in the fucking production truck rolling the beautiful beam footage with the Steiners and DDP biking into Sturgis with no shirts on.
See?
Yeah, no, but that was Sting with them, though?
I think Sting was there, but he didn't have the face paint, so he kind of had, like, shades and a bandana, so you couldn't tell it was Sting. But I think it was Sting, dude.
Sting!
Oh.
Shaylin's loving the soundboard. I'm surprised we haven't offended anybody yet. I'm surprised I haven't offended anybody with the autistic comment.
You know where I got this, Shaylin? You know where I got the soundboard?
I got it from a Negro.
Cruiserweight Championship. Alex Wright, Das Wunderkind.
I liked Alex Wright.
You did? I couldn't stand him.
Well, remember when he was Berlin? He was pretty cool as Berlin.
When he was Berlin, yeah. Take my breath away. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, that's what I think of Berlin. Defending against Lionheart.
Chris Jericho.
Oh. I love Chris. Dude, Chris Jericho in WCW was gold.
Gold.
You can't tell me nothing bad about Chris Jericho in WCW.
My list.
I Am I Tanae is on horn with them. Nobody cares.
Ugh.
Dusty says at one point, I Am Mike, what would you call that in your arsenal of moves and holds? He goes, in your arsenal of holds and moves, if you will. Oh man. I like when Dusty pretended to be like an expert on fucking on anything cruiserweight or luchador.
Oh my god, I'm in tears right now. The way you did it is dead on.
And then he goes, "That what's the word I was looking for, two fellas?" Then Bobby the Brain goes, "Springboard dropkick." No, the other one. Tony goes, "Crunch." Dusty goes, "Was it a crunch? I think it was."
Dusty was gold on the commentary.
If I could have the time, I would just take all of Dusty's quotes from this particular pay-per-view and lose my mind.
I still think the best quote is when there's a woman in the men's bathroom.
Oh no, that one? Where is it?
Taskmaster had an idea to go to the Euros there, but Benoit fighting back.
This is the best
I've ever seen.
Talk about street fighting falls anywhere right here.
Would have right there with security. Wow. I tell you,
There's a lady in the men's bathroom.
Look at that. There is a woman in the men's gym right here in Baltimore.
I got to stop and get some relief.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
She just stopped off. She so got to get some relief.
Where's it going? It's going on the laundry chute now.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? WCW has a commentary gold, man.
What the fuck are you doing?
Easy.
God bless you, Brian Pillman.
So Jericho tries an O'Connor roll out of the corner, but Alex Wright catches him with the tights for the 1-2-3. 15-minute match of 13-04.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
This one was hysterical.
Oh, God.
Ric Flair versus Six. Oh, man.
This match was actually not bad.
I tell you, though, the whole X-Pac Heat thing, this was like the origin. Like, I think
it started here?
It had to, because he was all over Flair, man. He called Flair out. Like, he was shit talking for a minute.
Was that the promo on Nitro where he was like, "You're not even the original Nature Boy. You took your gimmick from Nature Boy Buddy Rogers."
Yeah, yeah.
What? That was it?
That's X-Pac Heat, man.
Yeah, man.
That's X-Pac Heat.
I like that mullet he had. He had a nice little mullet there.
Let's see. I'm not gonna do the whole match because it's not really, you know. Six takes the turnbuckle to the chest, or flips off the suplex and lands on his feet. He goes for the buzz killer, but the Nature Boy blocks it. Six tries another Bronco Buster, but who's calling?
Who's calling now?
I don't know. It's a 718 number. Should we take it?
I don't know. See what happens.
All right, let's do this real quick. Turnbuckle throwbacks. Make this quick.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
What's going on?
This is Shivan from Shaolin.
Hey. What's going on?
Hi. Oh, my God. You guys are so fucking hysterical.
I think it's just the lack of sleep.
Yeah, it's definitely the lack of sleep for sure.
What's on your mind, boo-boo?
I honestly don't remember watching this pay-per-view, to be honest. I don't think I really kept up with... I don't think I kept up with the WCW pay-per-views as much as the WWE pay-per-views.
No, you got to catch up, man. Do your homework.
I know. I have to do my homework. I know.
All right, so let us finish this, and you can go back. You have time. We'll be done in a little while. You can go back and watch it, and then we'll get your review on Facebook.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you later.
Later. Bye. Surfer, bullshit. Who cares if he held the four fingers?
And first of all, Surfer, he's right. That happened. However, JJ was not even a part of the company.
Exactly.
Neither was Tully. Neither was Arn. It was what's his face? Matt's.
The Yamasaki Corporation.
Corporation.
Yeah. That's fuck you. Hold up a Y, not a four fingers. Get out of here.
Hold up a Y for chromosome.
Fucking autistic Barry. Autistic. It was a Kendall Windham. That's a good gimmick. Autistic Kendall Windham.
I think I found the name of our episode tonight. Autistic Kendall.
Oof.
All right. Let me finish this because I got distracted. Shailen called. All right. Stop.
Sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. Six tries for another Bronco Buster, but Flair kicks him in the dick and rolls him up.
Give him a dick kick.
Give him a dick kick at 11:05. But, all right.
The next match was pretty good.
Oh, Lex, not Lex, Kurt Hennig versus DDP.
That was good. DDP is very underrated. I'm sorry.
I mean, he was on a roll at this point.
I mean, his feud with Savage 97 was so fucking good.
So Dusty, at one point, wants to explain strategy, right? He goes,
here we go.
We see Ric Flair do this back to winning at any cost. Any way you can, get a victory, whatever it is. During this match.
Very genius, by the way.
Yeah, very genius. Dusty's a plethora of knowledge. Of course, the American Dream. Let's see. Diamond Dallas Page tries a pile driver. They bump the ref again. 97 was the ref bump. Neutralizer, but no ref.
Yep.
But wait, Ric Flair comes out. Ric Flair's going to do the job for Perfect and eats a diamond cutter. Perfect blindsides DDP with the perfect plex. After a solid 5 or 10 seconds of the ref recovering, he finally counts 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
10-minute match. But
I like this match.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that one.
Here comes my favorite wrestler of all time. Macho versus the Giant.
The Giant taking on this was a.
It was like a squash.
There was an NWO. They do a Fall Brawl commercial, right?
Okay.
And then they do a completely useless and superfluous NWO promo. That manages to only put over Eric Bischoff.
Of course.
And his Harley. the Giant taking on Randy Savage. Not a whole lot to this one. This was like the WCW, NWO feud. Yeah.
I mean, Macho took the pin, which is fine. I mean, he's the older guy. He has to put over the younger talent.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, it was a decent match.
Not a bad match.
Chokeslam. He beat him with the chokeslam.
I think his chokeslam was, like, really cool in WCW. He used to, like, pick him up by the throat. Oh, Shailen, don't worry about it. It's all big. It's not a big deal.
What happened?
She was, like, apologizing for calling in. It's not a big deal.
No. It's okay.
And then he would, like, hold him, like, with his other hand by the butt and just, like, slam him down. I thought it was a really nasty-looking chokeslam. I don't know. I liked it.
No, I never had a problem with the Giant.
Giant was very athletic.
The only time I had a problem with the Giant was when he was in Dungeon of Doom. I hate Dungeon of Doom.
Oh, what him and Yeti used to fucking like...
Yeti. So, like, Dusty, with the Yeti.
Him and Yeti made a Hulk Hogan sandwich.
I had a Miracle Whip Hulk Hogan sandwich with a Yeti and Bologna. Anyway.
Bologna.
Oof. World Tag Team Championship. The Steiners taking on the Outsiders.
Oh, man. This is okay.
Yeah, and the whole surprise of them bringing DiBiase out.
Yeah.
Hashtag no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty. The Outside. They took a powder. Remember that?
I do. That was so funny. Oh, my God.
So Rick tags in. Hall has no time for the bullshit. Spits on him. Tags in Nash.
Oh, man.
It was so funny at one point. You know, where's the end of this match? There it is. Scotty comes alive with a belly-to-belly, fights off Hall, finally tags in Rick. The crowd's digging it. They toss out Nash, hit a bulldog on Hall. 1-2, Nash pulls the ref out, and that was it. They got DQ'd at 15:29. So the Steiners basically could have won the match.
They should have won this match.
I mean, it was a dusty finish, obviously.
Of course. What did Dusty have to say about this?
They're still champions. You can't win a belt on a, on a disqualification.
If you will.
If you will.
Oof.
And now we're at the end.
Oh, God. This match sucked.
Do you see Michael Buffer's beret, though? His little bike.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking fruit cup.
Hey.
What?
Frisco.
Oh, hello. Oh. How'd you like chicken and the noodles? Lex Luger defending his championship proudly with his 5-day reign against Hollywood Hogan.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Dusty says, never mind that, because Hogan is Dracula, and they got to pull him down with the stake right through his heart. Yeah, it's funny. But, okay. So, let's see.
And it's funny, though, because a year before it, Hogan wins the belt from the Giant at the same pay-per-view. No, it wasn't the same. It was Hog Wild, not Road Wild. And then, and he wins it again the following year.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fake Sting comes out.
Yep.
Puts the bat, right? Puts the bat to the package.
Yep. And that was
basically it. Hogan gets the title back. 50-50 booking.
Fucking Hogan. Why? I understand why they gave the belt to Luger at this time. It was just a pop-up rating. That was it. Which is fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. But then, just for him to like lose it 5 days later? What do you... Come on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, really? And then Hogan holds on to it until Starrcade just to have Sting take it from him.
It didn't even look like fucking Sting. That pissed me off even more. I played it back, and I was like, that doesn't even look like Sting.
Oh,
like,
you mean the fake Sting?
Oh.
Well, the guy that got to play the fake Sting was not...
Jeff Farmer.
Yeah.
He's a farmer. Over here now, boogaloogaloo.
That's the only thing you could say right now is that his claim to fame was that he was fake Sting. What else did he do after that?
He was in Japan. That's basically it.
That's it.
Howdy doody. That's it.
Here's some fantasy warfare. Hogan versus Dusty. Who wins? You know who wins? I win. I'm sorry.
It depends on where it happened. If it happened in Florida, Dusty wins. If it happens up north in the garden, Hogan wins.
If it happens in New Jersey, I win.
Yeah. If it happened in the ladies' bathroom,
it'd be the ladies.
Then I win.
You know what just popped into my mind? Could you imagine being at the garden for Dusty and Superstar Billy Graham? That must have been a spectacle at that time.
Yeah. You mean... Yeah, yeah.
With the bull rope match.
Oh, Superstar?
Yeah, Superstar.
They had three matches.
Yeah, but the bull rope match, I think it was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that. It's on Dusty Rhodes DVD.
I love Dusty Rhodes DVD. I have that too.
Living on a Neverlanding boat.
Do you have the one with the press the button?
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't work no more.
How many times did you press that button?
I pushed that so many times, and the t-shirt got holes in it because I wore it to...
You got a t-shirt?
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
I got a t-shirt.
Oh, man. I wanted a t-shirt.
But then Dave got me for Christmas, I got a Dusty Rhodes t-shirt.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to wear that to SummerSlam, if you will.
If you will.
This is the best I've ever seen him. I guess that's it, man. I mean, we'll hang out for a couple of minutes.
Oh, here we go. Nick the German Suplex. Oh, well, well, well. What's up, you autistic motherfuckers?
Virgin.
No, this is my favorite Dusty thing here.
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
On the side of your face. The whole skit though was with Baby Doll.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, Rhodes, we tip our hat to a lady. He said to me, he goes, I'd rather tip my hat to a Jezebel in the street.
Who came up with the Jezebel thing to be used?
I don't know, but Dusty, every time Dusty said something like inappropriate, he was worried that his mom was listening. Like, David Crockett, don't tell my mother. If my mother found out I've been talking like this, every time.
Oh boy, Surfer just sent a link. Surfer, what'd you send us?
Surfer, if I click on it and it's let me see. I'm gonna fuck Surfer up.
Oh fuck me.
Did he send the Kendall Windham Wikipedia?
He did. For what? We already know he's autistic. Who cares? Who cares?
Autistic Kendall.
Autistic Kendall Windham. He would have been the perfect perfect for the Hollywood Blondes. He'd be the trifecta.
I can't believe you call Kendall Windham autistic. That's one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It was fucking funny.
Okay. Did Kendall realize that he was holding up four fingers at that time? Maybe it was three fingers he was holding up. We don't know.
No, he was definitely holding up four fingers, but there was no what do you call it behind it? There was no oomph. There was no like.
Look how skinny he was.
But there was no. Forget about that. There was no like formal announcement. There was no like we're the horsemen. We're this. We're that. He put the four fingers up because he wanted to feel fucking needed. You know, it's like listen. When your brother is Barry Windham, and your brother's one of the most gifted wrestlers ever to wrestle, and you're just like, you're there. You know what I'm saying? You're like the, I don't know. What can I compare it to? It's like Wally and the Beeve, you know, or any kind of brother duo, you know.
Listen, I understand that Kendall just want to get the rub. He want to get that extra X chromosome in his system from Barry, but it's not gonna happen, dude. It's just not gonna happen. You were never a horseman. Surfer, he was not a horseman, okay? And that's it. Do we have to have this debate again?
No.
No, sorry.
There is no debate.
I love you, Surfer.
Yeah, I love you, Surfer, but there's no debate. You and everybody else who believes. And you know what? Our boy, Dr. Doom, is going to a meet and greet to see JJ in AA, right?
Oh, that's in Maryland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Double D, if you're listening, and I know you are, you're going to ask all these questions. You ask J.J. Dillon. Say, J.J., I know you aren't there, but come on. Is Kendall Windham a horseman? No, he's not a horseman. Kendall Windham is not a horseman.
Just like Paul Roman wasn't a horseman.
Well, wait a second. He was. That's the sad part. Anybody want to debate this real quick? You want to?
Please, let's debate this. You know what? Fuck this. We're going to debate it now.
All right. So, you guys want to call in 718-878-6394, 718-878-6394, or it's Skype, all one word, throwbacks and awfulness.
So, okay, Nick, so you think that I'm out of my mind for picking Braun to win this Sunday? You don't want to know something, motherfucker? This is what's going to happen, Nick the Dick.
Whoa, easy.
I'm sorry, Nick the Big Dick. I apologize.
Yeah. That's King Dingling, the seat smusher. Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly do think that Braun is going to win. He's so over with the crowd, dude. He destroys people as a heel and people are cheering him for it.
Then fuck his ass, make him humble.
I will make you humble.
Yeah. Paul Roma sucks. You ain't lying.
No, I like Paul Roma. He wasn't too bad. Uh-oh. Oh,
I know where this is coming from.
Who's this?
I don't even know. Hold on.
Is this Shaylin?
Might be. Tell me about throwbacks.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, you're back.
Fluff Pillow?
Okay, yeah. what do you got? Talk to us.
Okay, sorry about earlier.
No, it's okay.
Why are you apologizing? Don't ever apologize. You know what? Don't be sorry. Okay. Be better next time.
Okay.
So we got
No, I wanted to talk about, I'm looking forward to TakeOver. The one I'm mostly looking forward is to Asuka versus Ember Moon.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good match.
And I truly believe Asuka's going to drop the belt. I mean, 500 plus days is a long time. I mean.
Not as long as RVD. He was almost 2 years as TV champ.
That's right.
Oh, well, that's true. But no. But if it means that Asuka's heading to the main roster, then I mean, where would she go? Would it be SmackDown or Raw?
SmackDown.
All right. Forget about that. More importantly, Shaylin, let me ask you a question and be honest. Don't answer it because we're putting you on a spot. Was Kendall Windham a horseman?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You heard that? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, because he wasn't like said to be a horseman. He wasn't mentioned to be a horseman. He was just like in that moment, like he wanted to like make like some quote unquote statement.
See?
Like putting the four fingers up. See? Or whatever. But
you heard it here.
See?
No. He was never a horseman. And as for mentioning a Paul Roma, Paul Roma sucked ass.
Paul Roma does suck. Unfortunately, he was a horseman, though. No. He was a horseman. They made him.
You know, it's funny though. On that Horseman DVD that WWE came out with, they really downplay on the fact that he was a tiny little guy. But you want to know something? Tully Blanchard was a tiny dude himself, but he was much better wrestler than Paul Roma.
Way better. But they formally announced him as a horseman. They brought him out on the Flair for the Gold.
I gotta ask you, what was your reaction when they announced Paul Roma?
That's exactly what it said. Is it Paul Roma? Really? Like this guy? The fucking Pretty, Young Stallion's guy?
Pretty Paul?
I like the Young Stallion. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this? It's like bizarro world.
Who'd you think was supposed to be? Who's going to take that place? Who'd you think it was going to be?
I would have pushed for like somebody like Orndorff or...
Really?
Yeah, or Pillman, yeah.
Yes, he would have been a perfect member of the Horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know in 93, you know why I wanted to be in the Horsemen? I wanted to be Arn, Rick, and the Hollywood Blondes. Oh.
No, but I rather... But the Dangerous Alliance was fun, though.
Oh, of course. I love it. But could you imagine Austin and Pillman as a horseman?
I don't know.
That would have been fucking dope, dude.
Shamlin, any other comments before we let you go?
I'm looking forward to SummerSlam weekend. I'll be watching, of course.
Of course, of course. We'll all be watching. But check in with us. We'll be on social media probably.
Of course.
Doing that nonsense.
Of course we are.
And the rants.
Absolutely, of course.
And check out.
Choppy, congratulations on your bundle of joy.
Thank you so much. It was crazy. I can't believe I'm a father still. No, it's honestly, it's a blessing. It's a miracle. And it's the greatest day of my life, was becoming a father.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
If you need some baby clothes, let me know.
Yo, hook it up. That's right. Thank you.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank
Later.
You.
Thanks.
You got the discount, son.
That's right.
You got the discount. You
got the family discount. I'll go in there and be your Puerto Rican brother if I have to be. Oof.
Oh, my God.
Can Nick German please call in? I want to talk to this motherfucker.
Nick, you want... Nick's working, though. I don't think he can call in.
Fuck that. Go to the bathroom. Call in for 2 minutes.
Uh-oh. Nick, you want to call in real quick before
please.
We wrap it up?
Please.
Oh, man. It's funny. 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Or Throwbacks and Awfulness, all one word on a Skype gimmick. Call us real quick before we wrap this up.
Yeah, please. So, yeah, I'm not... You know what it was about Kendall? He just... Wait a minute. Based on this, Kendall was not a horseman. He cursed them, and they dropped the name. Flair, Windham, and Dillon continued to refer themselves as the Horsemen. And then, did you just copy and paste this from Wikipedia?
Yep.
Oh, dear Lord. Nick, you need to call. No, you don't try. You do it.
He can't. I told you he can't.
It's okay.
He's right. Working, man.
I know. I'm just messing with him.
He's the working man.
Fuck, text me the number.
What?
He said text him the phone number.
Text him.
What's the phone number?
It's 718.
Hold on. Nick. All right. 718.
It's 878.
878.
6394.
6394. I texted it to you. I did.
I'll talk to Nick and then we'll wrap it up.
Sure. I love Nick. Nick is a great guy. Yeah, fuck it. I like Nick. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's alright.
We'll keep him around.
There it is.
There it is.
This is all you, Choppy. Take it.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Well, what's up, boys?
Hello, my friend.
I don't know how long I can talk, but what's going on?
I just want to get your input on the Kendall Windham thing.
Oh, fuck no, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
So you think you do, so let me ask you, you do think he was autistic though, right?
Of course. See, I can agree with you on both those things, but there's no fucking way Braun's winning on Sunday.
You know what?
So wait a minute. So you think Lesnar's going to retain?
Either Lesnar's going to retain, or somehow they're going to end up having like John Jones sit in the front row.
Oh.
Ooh, wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah, but he can't fight until like next year, though.
No. Exactly. But it's going to kind of give like Vince the ability to do good by Lesnar and kind of promote the fight next year. You know what I mean? Like kind of help him on his way out.
That's a pretty good idea, dude.
Yeah, just do something simple. I mean, I've heard somebody say this before, not to copy off of him, but just do something simple like Jones is sitting in the front row and maybe he throws a beer in Lesnar's face and chaos erupts or whatever, and then Samoa Joe wins the title, like by choking out Roman.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
I like that.
Hey, you still coming? Yeah. Are you still coming to visit in a couple of weeks?
Are you?
Is that still going?
That's a go. All
right, so we're going to be around. I'm definitely going to be around that weekend.
Okay. Can I just say that you have a sexy voice?
Yeah, we're
going
to be there. We'll be there at that hotel that Sunday night.
Excellent. I just want to tell you that you have a sexy voice, Nick.
You too.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, let's get together that Sunday.
Frisco!
Hello!
Let's compare cocks when we see each other.
No, it's not. The wives will be there. You
That's right.
I can't do that.
Well, I think mine will be upstairs putting our little one to bed, but I'll be down in the lobby.
Sweet.
All right, Nick. We'll catch up with you when you come up.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you guys.
All right, brother. Be safe.
Later, brother. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Yep.
Nick, the German suplex.
I love Nick. He's great.
Fucking...
autistic in the window.
What? Oh, man. All right, let's get out of here, man.
Let's do it.
So wrapping this up. I don't know, man.
Oh, Big Papa. Love it.
Anyway, all right. I want to thank, I want to thank Rob Domingo for...
Rob, thank you so much.
Introducing Sam Roberts to Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Thank everybody in the chat room tonight. Thanks, Shamlin, for calling not once but twice.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick the German suplex.
Hey, Surfer, thanks for that link to let us know that Kendall was not in the Horseman.
Thank you, Surfer. You can listen to Surfer on Sunday, by the way.
I love Surfer.
The What Are You Reading comic book show.
Yep.
Surfer, I saw the Harley Quinn movie. It was good.
I'm about to watch it tonight.
I'm going to give it to Choppy. He's going to watch it tonight.
It should be good.
Yeah, and then, of course, after that, the Rant's going to have the coverage at 6 o'clock for SummerSlam pre and post show. And that's pretty much it with that. Go to rantamradio.com and get all the shows that are on the network. Listen in live, of course. Next week, you got the Wizards with them. You got the Rant on Tuesday, Rant and Wrestling. And you got us next week. Kevin Castle's on the show. We're doing SummerSlam 97.
Oh, man.
Might have John Draper from Wrestling Soup.
Oh, that's going to be a great
at
show.
At the same time. So the brothers, the podcast brothers.
The Brothers Castle are going to be here.
The Brothers Castle. The Draper Castle.
The Draper Castle.
But yeah, Kevin Castle's coming on next week with us. It should be fun.
Yes.
Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, of course, to get all of our back catalog and support all our friends who are not network affiliates. Shout out to everybody that's been hitting us up on Facebook and all that social media, Twitter. Shout out to all the guys at the Midnight Jury, Lopez, Jay Baca,
Mike
and Adam and Sydney. Shout out to all those cats.
They're wonderful people, by
the way.
Yeah,
they're all wonderful people. Everybody that supports us is wonderful. Of course, you want to email us. It's turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com. We have t-shirts. ProWrestlingTees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. You want to tweet us at TBuckleTbacks and at
Choppy2984.
Yeah, do that. And I'm on Instagram. It's Phil_Raya. And... what else has got going on? I mentioned Kevin Castle. I'm trying to do this from memory now. Did I mention? Yeah. Shout out to Shining Wizards Tony. He's back. I thought he was still there with the whole thing with Spain.
Yeah.
He landed as all the shit was going on.
Yeah, God bless.
So shout out to everybody who's holding it down and our condolences to everybody who's been involved with all the bullshit with Virginia and Spain and now fucking Finland this morning with stabbings. Just be careful, man. You know, just it's. I preach tolerance every week, and I mean that so wholeheartedly.
I also want to say thank you very much for all the people that reached out to me in regards to my son being born last week. Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, you especially, you're my son's uncle.
Uncle. I have experience. So
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations, brother. So I think that's it for myself and the Chopster. I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you to take care of yourselves and each other. It's imperative that you do that. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say the N-word. Be kind to animals.
Don't get autism.
Don't get autism. Be kind to your mom, okay? And I think that's it, man. See you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Yes.
And we'll be back.
Next week.
Yeah. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.